How does Mike begin it?
And welcome.
And welcome to this podcast called Comes Free. Naturally. It's a free podcast. All we ask is that you go to iTunes and rate and review. Go to Facebook and like us and share us and leave comments if you like. We'll sometimes respond to them. Sometimes. We also have a Twitter account. Our Twitter handle is, Cody?
At Comes Natural Pod.
All right. Let's get started.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. I'm Cody.
Joe.
And that's it for today. Mike is somewhere else doing something else. So.
He's on a mic adventure, yep. Is what we'd like to say.
Yep. He's micing it up across the great state of Arizona.
Well, he's definitely micing it up because he's micing this up.
Yep. It's just us today. We're going to hold down the fort, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, we're going to talk about the upcoming summer movie slate. First up, it's starting off really good, and then it does dip a little bit, but we'll go over it. So first up, May 6th, Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of people who are excited about this.
What's the reviews on it? Do you know what the IMDb reviews are now?
I can pull it up for you.
Because up until yesterday or the day before or whatever, they were 100%.
Rotten Tomatoes got its first review.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes. That's what it was, not IMDb. But that was 100%.
Not yesterday, but I think it was Monday and it came up. It's just a clickbait fuckball that he wanted to be the first negative review.
But how odd is that? That it's a superhero movie and it's just so good that even critics are just love it.
It went up to 96.
Wow, so it's added more.
Yep, still has one rotten. 22 fresh, one rotten.
God, that's awful.
Yep. Yeah, the one guy, it's not even from a legitimate place. It's from the Young Folks. He doesn't have a profile picture. B, it's all shit you've heard from other people or seen in the trailers. I read the review. There's no actual meat and potatoes to it at all about what the movie's about. It just gripes about shit from the trailers that all the stupid people gripe about.
Which was what? I mean, because there's no gripes that I had about it.
Oh, because people are like, oh, why are two best friends fighting? I'm like, well, first off, it means you haven't seen the movies yet because they're not really best friends.
No.
They're at odds all the time.
Yeah. Every single one of the Avengers movies started with them arguing with each other. And by the
first Avengers movie, they fought. Like, literally fought each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, guys. But, like, it's funny because the first few that popped up were like, USA Today, The Wrap, Hollywood Reporter, Variety, all these real big places, and they're all like, yes, 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 oh my God, yes, skadoosh, you know?
Which is usually at least one or two of those types of guys in there going, it wasn't artsy enough, it wasn't really good.
Exactly, and they're like, well, we're dumb.
But apparently everybody's loving it, and I know I'm going
to
love it.
Yeah, it's going to have to do something grievously awful for me not to like that movie.
What if they don't kill Captain America at the end?
I mean, I wouldn't be too upset at it. It just, like, I really want to see, I don't want to see Cap die, but I want to see that kind of thing.
Well, he doesn't really
die, yeah.
I mean, it's a comic book. They always bring him back in some weird and amazing way, which I don't remember how they brought him back.
He wasn't actually dead. They substituted out a body for him.
Gotcha.
So I
want to see it happen just because I want to see like how how people freak out again. Because I remember when they killed him off in the comics, you were even seeing like news reports of them killing him off. And it's like, do you guys even know what a comic is?
No,
or you
don't.
Just latched onto the fact that Captain America, that was just an icon, that they killed him off.
Yep.
Because you obviously don't know how comics work because they always bring those guys back. That's why Wolverine's died like 20,000 times and yet keeps coming back. Oh, no. We're not joking. We're going to kill Wolverine. This is the book's title is called The Death of Wolverine or whatever the last one was.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. He was encased in adamantium for this whole time.
So dumb.
Right? I was even reading about one instance where he got hit with a nuclear bomb.
That was the beginning of Civil War.
And he
it wasn't a nuclear bomb. It was nitro blew up, which is like a nuclear bomb.
But I saw the pages with all the panels, and it goes from like, you know, bright, it's brightening up, and you just see Wolverine like, oh shit, and then he has no skin, and then he has no muscle, and he's just a skeleton, and then somehow he healed, and it's like, oh, see?
Yep.
Didn't die.
Exactly.
But I also want to see, going back to the movie, I also want to see what the repercussions in the movie world are going to be. Obviously, he's going to come back. They're going to do Avengers 3, Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
He's got to be back for that.
At least one of them.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, it's IMDb, by the way, is 8.2 right now. Whoa. Reviews are 41 users, 39 critics. I don't know if that's actually what the rating on those things are. Oh, I clicked on the critics list to see what they are. I don't recognize any of these.
So it's no major publications, at least the ones that you're looking at right
There's
now.
There's two from YouTube, but they're not from YouTube. They're from people on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, Total Film and The Wrap. I've seen that before. I've seen themovienetwork.com, The Hollywood News. Like, first off, all right, this one, this makes no sense. This is literally an oxymoron. Telegraph Film.
What? That is an because telegraph is one of those type machines. Movie has moving pictures.
This one's called Hey You Guys. I Devour Movies is one. Yeah. Don't ever go to IMDb for ratings, because these people are,
are just awful.
Yeah, definitely that guy. A, The Movie Blog Piece. I'll spell this out for you. A, lowercase, in parentheses, the, spelled with a 7 for the T.
Wow.
H-E, lowercase M, a 0, V-I-E, all lowercase, blog, all lowercase, quote, piece, all lowercase. Piece is in P-I-C.
That's just his handle, though.
No. That's the name of the blog, where it's coming from. The person's name is Darren Mooney.
So his website is literally that garbage.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Hey, I want to make myself. I want to make my brand as recognizable as possible. What do people like? People like randomness and awful shit. What are you laughing at?
This is his website.
That looks awful.
Yeah, read it. Read what the subtitle of the website is.
The Movie Blog: An Irish Nerd's Eye View of Popular Culture. ... That's awful.
This is one of the worst-looking websites I've ever seen in my life. Oh, it actually has tabulars for the different areas.
Mm-hmm. Because nothing's better than tabs. Tabs are everywhere. Just tab, tab, tab.
Winner, Best Pop Culture Blog, Irish Blog Awards 2011.
He gives himself... He does awards.
Apparently he gave himself an award. But only in 2011.
Well, yeah. Because you don't want to be greedy. I mean, nobody likes to be greedy. Actually, most people like to be greedy. Usually leads to a lot of stuff.
This review is so goddamn long.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That really is.
Civil War is a well-made and stylish film that is all the more frustrating for its nods towards the subsequent refusal of the possibility of being anything more. What?
That sentence literally did not go anywhere. I want to create a website that reviews reviewers just so that I can point out like the dumb shit that they say. Let's do that.
I hate these people. This is what that's why the internet fails me every day. Is that fucking garbage?
We'll do Comes Naturally re-reviews.
We'll review your reviews.
Yeah.
After we see the movie that you probably didn't see.
Right?
Oh my God. All right, I closed IMDb.
Anyway, so that's the first movie of Civil War, yeah. Summer.
If you guys have listened to the show before, you know we're mildly excited about it. So, kind of. You know.
I mean, it's going to be above meh.
It's going to be like,
That was pretty cool, you know, got to see Spider-Man and Captain America and Iron Man and Black Panther. And
if I don't see Giant Man in this movie, I'm going to throw a fit.
Oh, especially since the Lego set.
The German catalog for the Lego set shows him the Giant Man, and the fact that I think it was Ain't It Cool News, one of their shitbag reporter people got to go to the set as part of the press people,
mm-hmm.
and saw storyboards in one of the rooms with a Giant Man in it.
Oh.
And they were filming scenes on the tarmac with everybody, and then they're shooting scenes of Paul Rudd in the Ant-Man outfit away from everybody else, which it could easily just be him being small.
Right.
Because you just need, like, you know.
If he's not at the airport scene, which he should be there.
Well, he is. He's in this picture, he is. But yeah. He's in the trailers. You see him get shot on Hawkeye's arrow, which is dope as fuck.
Which obviously, as well, since that's the way Ant-Man 1 ended, with him using the whatever McCallit stuff to actually make him larger.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, hey, if he's normal size.
He does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Because he turns a regulator off, which lets him actually adjust beyond what it would be, where regulations would be. So, yes, I really want to see that. Just because I want to see a giant man just throw Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just, like, pick him out of the air and just boom on the ground. Like, shut your bitch ass up.
Puny God.
Yep. So that was the first one. Next one, I don't know Joe's take on it. I kind of want to see it, but then one of the people that's in it makes me never want to see it is Money Monster.
I don't know. What is this
the one with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, where he's a money analyst guy on the televisions?
So I can get over Julia Roberts. I don't have the hatred of her like you do. She's not a great actor. I just don't really care. But the actual content and George Clooney himself, it just looks like he's going to be an actual, absolutely good actor in this.
Yeah, it looks good.
And the story itself looks amazing.
Yeah. It reminds me of... a movie of similar tone, not the same plot obviously, but like similar, like this kid is doing, he's like straps a bomb to Clooney to like prove something or get something done. I can't remember what it was, but it's like one of those,
it was
like,
that he lost it, he was trusting him because he's like that one guy that does all the bells and whistles for the stock market. So this kid entrusted all of his money into what they were recommending for stocks, and it tanked.
But it was for a reason, though.
It was for a reason. Yeah,
it was like trying to like get money for his sister's like, operation. Or
yeah,
something like that.
Anyway, so it all tanks, and he loses his fucking mind. So he takes the dude hostage, and the whole news, whatever stage crew that they have there hostage as well. Straps a bomb to Clooney and has a gun, threatens to basically blow him up, blow everybody up, unless. His demands are met as to like
getting his sister better or something.
No, it was probably that as well, but it was also like trying to find out, like, you know, you have so much pull over these people, you're telling them to buy this stock and it tanks. Why are you doing this to people? You have millions of dollars and yet don't follow your own advice, and there's going to be more to it. Yeah. You know, some sort of secret organizations or
conspiracy
something like that.
Or something,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it does look like it could be a good movie. So I think I do want to see it. I can get over the Julia Roberts.
As I said, I want to see it still, even with her in it. But, yeah, she makes me want to punch baby seals with my fists.
Poor baby seals.
Yep. But the bad thing about this movie is it does come within a week of Civil War.
Doesn't matter.
Obviously not the same crowd, but it's like for me, it's like it's going to have to push back at least 3 weeks.
Oh, because we're going to go see Civil War every single week?
Pretty much.
And we can go every Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it.
At that time, I'll be out of school.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, next movie I'm definitely not going to see in theaters, the Angry Birds movie.
Really? You don't want to see that in theaters?
No.
Not at all?
No. Two things make me mad about this movie. One is, why am I making this movie?
Well,
I know why, but like, why? The other thing, too, is, and this is the dumbest thing of all, like, so dumb, I know, I don't like the fact they changed the look of the characters.
What do you mean?
So the characters in the movie don't look like what they do in the game.
Well, they give them arms and legs and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but they changed the body style, even of like the yellow bird.
Oh, yeah,
change it completely.
He doesn't look very triangular in
the
movie.
Yeah, he looks like a banana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I did see that. They're honestly, from the trailers, there are some parts that I think would be funny. But again, yeah, I don't think it would be something I would want to go see in movies. Not like Zootopia. Zootopia was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Wanted to see that in theaters. But compared to that, this, no. I mean, you get the general idea. You know what it is. And they made a story about it.
Yep. Birds flinging themselves to murder each other on pigs.
Which, by the way, A, I don't understand how they're going to do that. And B, in the newest trailer that I saw for it was the first time that they showed actual bird being flung with a slingshot.
Yeah, I saw the TV spot for it.
Which I thought was weird. because they're birds.
Yeah, and they should be able to fly.
Like, I get it. The game made sense because it's a game.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, we're going to throw ourselves out there.
But then I also didn't understand, because again, the game is a game. The bird that blows up in the game, the bomb bird.
Yep.
He blows up in the movie as well. But he's still there. Like, I don't... Does he die?
And technically in the game, he stays there too. He's just a burnt little... And then eventually goes poof, off the screen. But like, are they gonna murder pigs on screen?
Exactly.
Like, are they gonna like?
Are they gonna like literally get all collapse beat up? Towers and stuff? Yeah, like, oh, that went bad. Okay, let's move on.
They're like, this is Pig New York.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Next movie, definitely not gonna see it in theaters because I didn't even see the first one. Is Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Oh, that one with is what's his name?
Seth Rogen and it's Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron. Seth Rogen was in the first one with the chick.
It's Rose.
Zac Efron was the
guy from the fraternity.
How do you
next
make
door.
A fucking sequel out of that?
You make it this time. It's a sorority that shows up.
Let's and move then they on. Have this to team dumb. Up. This yeah. is dumb. Move on. Seth Rogen, you're disappointing me. Your last few movies have been.
I haven't seen the Christmas one yet.
Oh, no. Wait. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah. That one looks funny. I still want to see it. And I did really like End of Days. That was Schwarzenegger. Yeah, whatever. End of the World movie that he did was absolutely amazing. Yes. I love that. Everything else has just been
garbage.
Seth Rogen-y.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Next up, May 20th, The Nice Guys.
I really want to see that.
Yes, I do too.
And something I didn't realize... It was in the last trailer that they were showing. They showed a newspaper clipping that said the Nice Guys. Like, is that their name?
Yeah.
So they have an organization that's called the Nice
that's
Guys.
That's what he. That's who he. I do believe it is. I want to say, if I remember correctly, reading. It's Ryan Gosling's private eye group is called the Nice Guys because he's always trying to be nice, and then obviously you know. Russell Crowe. Have you seen the viral marketing thing they did for it? The webisodes?
No.
It's those two going to couples therapy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it looks hilarious. Yes. I want to see that movie.
Fat yeah. Russell Crowe. Soul Patch Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
But Shane Black, man. Shane Black. Same guy did Big Bang or Bang Bang Kiss Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And also Predators and Lethal Weapon, Iron Man 3. But
he knows
his
way around action, is what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, Alice Through the Looking Glass, May 27th. The sequel to the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland. This one is not directed by Tim Burton.
No,
he's producing it. He's not directing
it. He's producing
it.
Yeah. I will honestly say I've never seen the whole first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It never really caught my interest as something I really wanted to see. So, Through the Looking Glass, probably don't want to see either.
Enough.
I'm trying to remember. Was Through the Looking Glass, was that the one with the really weird Stiltman?
The original TV movie one was, yeah.
But I mean, like, the actual story had that in it.
Yeah.
Like, the original, yeah. So they're going to...
All the weird shit that happened. Yeah, I don't know.
So you take that and you Tim Burtonize it, which is basically like multiplying by 1,000, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be creepy. Anyway, still, no, I don't really...
James Bobbin directed it. I was trying to look up
like, what other movies that he's done and stuff.
Oh, he looks like a weirdo, though. That's for sure.
Oh, so he at least looks like
weird.
Tim Burton.
He has done a bunch of comedies. He did the two newest Muppet movies, Fly the Conchords, the Ali G Show. What the fuck? This guy's in weird shit.
Yeah, but not like Tim Burton weird shit. So I don't understand where this comes from.
I wonder if he's been announced as the director for MIB 23, which is the Men in Black 21 Jump Street combination. That's awful. He's done a lot of TV shows for sure.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't instill very good.
No.
Like, I could at least see myself sitting through Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
But this, not so much anymore.
It also seems like it comes late. Like, it's 6 years later. The movie comes out 6 years.
Has it really been apart. 6 years?
2010 was when the Tim Burton one came out.
Wow, it really has been 6 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can see if they really wanted to push one through, Depp was doing a whole lot of different movies. I mean, yeah. He did a Pirates movie in that time. He did the one with the Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, Black Mask.
Black Mask. I want to say there was another one he did.
He's done a few things. I mean, he was in Tusk. But, you know.
But not a big role.
Yeah, no. Let's see here.
Yeah, the time, was it the, no, it was the Lawnmower Man one.
Oh, by the way, he's been announced as the Invisible Man, by the way. Do you know that? In the Universal Monster movie line?
Oh, that's good.
That's funny. Because
that's going to be creepy. Yeah. Like, Kevin Bacon's Hollow Man was creepy because he went psycho in that movie. This is going to be creepy just because it's Johnny Depp and he does creepy really well.
He did the voice of a character named Sherlock Gnomes in the Gnomeo and Juliet sequel, Sherlock Gnomes.
I didn't know that they made a sequel to Gnomeo and Juliet.
It's in pre-production, but he's on his way to do it.
Like, the first one did that well, apparently, that they were able to be like, hey, we've got the money. Let's get Johnny Depp.
The last thing I saw him in was the Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, the movie.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. Let's see. I forgot about that movie completely. So from 2010, he's done quite a bit of movies.
Yeah.
We'll go through them.
All right.
In 2010, he did Alice in Wonderland. He did The Tourist.
Oh, yeah.
Rango.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, so Rango was 2011. So he did The Tourist, and he did Alice in Wonderland in 2010. 2011, he did Rango, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game.
Really?
Yep. I'm guessing they just use his lines from the movie, but.
Oh.
He did The Rum Diary.
Hmm.
He was uncredited in Jack and Jill because he was just in it as himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not count that. He made it an uncredited appearance as his original character from 21 Jump Street in 2012. Dark Shadows with Tim Burton in 2012.
No, I forgot about that movie.
I'm not going to count the Paul McCartney thing. That's awesome. They credited him as the, he didn't know that. He played the voice of Edward Scissorhands in Family Guy. That's fantastic.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah. It's amazing. 2013, Joe's favorite, The Lone Ranger.
Ugh.
A movie called Lucky Them. Don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
It must be one of those weird indie movies he does. 2014, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, Transcendence.
Yep. Lawnmower Man.
Yep. He did Tusk, Into the Woods, in 2014. 2015, he did Mordecai and Black Mass. And then in 2016, he has Yoga Hosers. Technically, he did the Donald Trump one, came out this year. London Fields. It's another one he just kind of is in, I guess. Not as himself, but as someone called Chick Purchase. Fuck that is about. He plays the Mad Hatter in Through the Looking Glass. And then he has 2017, he has the new Pirates movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Jeez.
2018 is he has two, The Invisible Man and Gnomeo and Juliet, Sherlock Gnomes. So he's done a lot between then and now, but still, like.
Well, but it at least explains why there could have been a six-year gap. Not that they didn't want to do it, they just couldn't do it because he had other commitments wanted to do other stuff, and he did a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, he did. So, yeah, Alice in the Looking Glass. Visually, it looks pretty dope, but I don't know if I'll spend the money to go see it in theaters. Cause,
oh, all of Tim Burton's movies visually look dope.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I want to go see them. Super fucking
weird. The next one is a no-go for me, but it is on May 27th, X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, I haven't seen the last one. There's no draw for me to go see this one. There's probably just more gripes that I would have with it than anything, you know. I mean, I can turn off the whole, you know, this is an X-Men thing and try and watch it as a good action movie, but the last few that I've seen just haven't been good action movies yet either.
No, they have not.
Yeah.
So. So knowing that one.
Yep.
Next up, one that popped up out of nowhere I knew nothing about. It's called Popstar, Never Stopping.
Oh, that wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
It is comes out June 3rd. It's Andy Samberg and his Lonely Island crew.
Oh, yeah.
Team up to do basically a satire of the Justin Bieber life.
Yeah, I remember seeing, I want to say like a short video or something about it not too long ago. And because it's Andy Samberg and the Lonely Island crew, I hope it's going to be really good.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't want to see Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. Mike's not here, so we won't have anybody sitting there saying that it's an actual good show. No. It doesn't look good. I've watched part of an episode. Sure, there were some yucks in it.
But they're like, nah.
But for the most part, I didn't like it.
I just like this picture that they show. They didn't chose like a movie poster. Most of these aren't movie posters. They're like a picture from like the trailers or whatever. So this one is Andy Samberg in an all black robe with these like MC Hammer style glasses, you know, with the fades like super dark, like almost being able to see through them,
mm-hmm.
with the gold like side pieces, big old gold necklaces all long, with his like hairy chest hanging out, swinging nunchucks in front of a stable of bitches. And the background is looks like a feather bed headrest thing with all these like candles on gold stands all around with these lamps. It's so ridiculous. You have to.
I wonder if that's from one of his music videos.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's just so hilarious. Like he's spinning nunchucks with a stable of bitches behind him, dude.
That's wow.
Look at there's all the candles and then there's a lamp.
Yeah. Well, hey, extra light, you know.
Oh, it makes me laugh so much. He's just so serious in it. So I do want to see this one. I may not see it in theaters, but
yeah, it's not that big of a draw.
Yeah, June 3rd has another movie that I want to see. There's the one we're talking about right now, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Yeah, and that one I want to see too.
Yes,
I really dug the first one.
I did too.
And the second one just looks like it's going to be more action. More of this, more of that, bebop, rocksteady, more Shredder, Krang, Technodrome. I mean, you're just nailing everything right there. Casey Jones is going to be in it. I mean, you're basically just throwing everything.
Text message to you guys, like, they're literally giving, like, going for brokenness. They're like, we're going to throw in anything anybody would want to see in one movie. We're going to throw it in there.
Yep.
Baxter Stockman, if he doesn't turn into a fly in this movie.
At least he had a bigger role.
It's true. At least he wasn't cut out of it. Yeah. And then recasted.
Yeah.
But, like, I really do want to see him turn into a fly, though. Like, mm-hmm. creepy three. Which is really funny, though, talking about the picture that Coming Soon, who made this list that we're going through, picked, is from the first movie.
Really?
You want to know how I know? A, I've seen that movie way too many times.
True.
But also, B, it has their older costume still in it.
Really? They mm-hmm. couldn't find something newer?
Nope. Remember the scene when they're going after Shredder and they're in the building in the parking garage and they're about to, like, they're like, we're going to be stealthy. And they open the door and it's all the foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what picture it is.
Yeah, it is. I think that's a promo picture that they had. Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's like you have pictures from the new one.
Yeah.
You could put the poster.
Videos, too. Yep. You know, pull pictures from there. Oh, that scene looked awesome. Let's include that, yep. You know.
Nope, just lazy.
Where Rocksteady's running all on all fours and knocking those cars over in order to catch Casey Jones.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
The Casey Jones.
I was talking with Silent John at work.
Silent John, yeah.
We have like three Johns now that work
there. I call
there.
Him Quiet John, but Silent John works too.
Quiet John, Silent John, it's the same thing. They both mean shut the fuck up.
Go ahead.
Anyway, he doesn't want to see this movie because Casey Jones is not the classic Casey Jones. Like, long hair, badass.
How does he know? I mean,
fact that we've seen, what's his name? Arrow. That we've seen Arrow with short hair. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if he doesn't, I mean.
I was like, look at these pictures here, because I showed him, like, the pictures of the, where the. He's wearing the mask and everything. Yeah. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. This is like classic Casey Jones right
like
here.
Like that mask looks straight out of a Kevin Eastman drawing.
Yeah. And he was like, no, because it's not him. It's not Casey Jones that I want to see.
They have him on rollerblades. Like, who the fuck rides rollerblades anymore?
Right?
Like, come on now.
I was like, come on, John. See this movie.
Pucks Up was one of my favorite lines, though.
Pucks Up.
Because he hits that puck in that dude's face. Yeah. Like, Pucks Up. I'm like, oh.
He said that the first Ninja Turtles movie was the best one that has ever been made. I was like, so you like foam rubber suits and everything?
John's a drunk.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
So that's a go for me. Definitely seen that one June 3rd.
Yep. Plus the first time we get to see Krang.
Yeah. Dope-ass Krang. Yep.
In movies. I mean, besides the, I think the animated one had it, but I never saw the animated one.
No, not the one, not the TMNT movie didn't have Krang.
Oh, it did?
No, the bad guy was actually Patrick Stewart's character.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah, this will be the first time that we've ever seen
Krang. Because
that
one was technically a sequel to the first three movies, by the way. Yeah. And they play homage to him because you actually had the lantern in their little trophy case. It was pretty weird.
All right, move on.
Yeah. This one's a no for me too. June 10th, The Conjuring 2.
I'm going to go out and say I won't see this in theaters.
Yeah.
I won't. But the past Halloween, everybody knows that I like the scary movies, especially around Halloween, or like even those stupid ghost shows. I'll sit there and watch them, marathon them all day long. But Sci-Fi Channel, I want to say, during Halloween was playing the Conjuring movies back to back to back.
And so one of them. Well,
no, because
two of them.
Yeah, because it was The Conjuring 1, the one that had actually both of the plots just meld right into each other.
Well, there's Sinister.
Yeah, that was the second one, I think.
Sinister and Sinister 2. Conjuring, I think, was the only other one from Conjuring was that Annabelle movie. Was with that creepy little weird doll thing.
Yeah, and then they had another one.
No.
Because they played back-to-back on Sci-Fi Channel because The Conjuring 2 actually features the Annabelle doll.
No, Conjuring 2 comes out this year.
You sure?
Yeah.
What movie am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It was based on the lives of the Warrens. I can't even think of who the actor is. He's
Well, Patrick Wilson plays Ed Warren. In the Conjuring, yeah, it shows right there. Conjuring 1, Annabelle, is the prequel or is another one?
Yeah, so when they were running Annabelle, and then in the Conjuring. So this is like Jurassic World, where it's Jurassic World 2. This is the Conjuring 2,
yeah,
but it's really the third movie of that series.
Yeah, Conjuring 2. Yeah, so Conjuring 2 goes. And if the timeline's correct, if I remember reading it correctly, The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 are actually in the 70s, and Annabelle is in modern time.
That doesn't make sense because The Conjuring actually featured Annabelle.
Yeah, she's been moved. She asked whatever the spirit is or whatever it is the Annabelle was like a spinoff in a way.
Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so during Halloween, they were running, Sci-Fi Channel was running Annabelle and then The Conjuring, and then they were just doing like when TNT decides, that they have an Indiana Jones boner and they just
play it over and over again.
The Sci-Fi Channel was doing the same thing. And so I sat there and I watched those. They're not great movies.
No, the first one looked like garbage.
It really was garbage, but it was better than anything else that was on at the time.
Gotcha.
So I just sat there and watched him. So, yeah, I won't go see The Conjuring 2 in the theaters. I won't even rent it or buy it. But during Halloween, when it happens to be on, I'll watch it.
All right. Next up, June 10th. Now You See Me 2.
No thanks.
Yeah, me either. All right, skip. June 10th also is the movie. This is the movie I will be seeing that weekend. Warcraft.
Oh.
Because I will see Warcraft over Now You See Me 2, mainly because the first one was straight fucking garbage.
Yeah, well, you were saying earlier that you literally stopped.
I didn't even finish the movie. And like, I got to it, I was like, real magic, cool.
For you, that is absolutely...
Especially after that much time. Like, I watched it all the way to the end, and then they're getting ready to show you, like, some twist ending or, linking to the next one or whatever, and I was just like... I don't care. You basically just made this whole movie making people think that magic could be real or couldn't be real. Instead of making a mystery, you literally told us it's real.
Yeah.
Ew. Plus, just the movie itself is not good. Like, it's just like the garbage shit. Like, cops would have shot these people.
It's one of those movies?
Yeah. It's like, no, you stole a shit ton of money. Someone would be murdering you. Someone would take a pot shot at you people, and no one did.
Especially they steal it from somewhere in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Mobsters Oceans. Exactly. I've seen Ocean's 11 and stuff. Somebody's going to die.
Yeah. The whole thing is, like, the way they use the magic into is, like, the dumbest thing ever. Because they, there's this big thing of money. They're like, we're going to make this disappear. And they show you how they use mirrors to make it look like it disappears, right? Then it actually disappears, and it shows up at this warehouse where it told everyone it was going to be at. And then they make it explode, and like when they like jump off this building, and the money lands, and it's their faces on the money. So they steal the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Unless I missed something in the movie, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I tried. I was like, oh, it's on TV. I'll get it. I like Lizzie Kaplan, who's in it. I like a lot of stuff that has Jesse Eisenberg in it. I like Woody Harrelson. Morgan I like Morgan Freeman. I like Mark Ruffalo. I could give two shits about Zac Efron, but I was like, I'll give this a shot. Nope. Not watching the second one. I'm not going to watch the third one because I already fucking greenlit it.
Ugh.
Anyways. Next, so Warcraft, June 10th, made by Duncan Jones, the son of the late, great David Bowie.
Oh, really?
No, that is his son. He is the creator of movies like Moon and Source Code.
Which is pretty good.
Yep. This is his first big budget studio movie.
And this is a big budget.
Yeah, it's not like the budget wise. I think I could probably look it up.
Well, just looking at the trailers, the amount of CG that you have.
You have fully CG'd characters.
Yeah,
like a lot of them.
So the budget in this is going to be insane.
Yeah.
For this movie, I do want to see it. I'm not a fan of Warcraft in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Even most actually, there's not a Blizzard game I can think of that I've actually looked forward to seeing and purchased at all. Now I've watched friends play Blizzard games, Diablo.
Oh, I played Diablo too.
Yeah, I never played any of them, but I've watched, you know, friends play them.
Yeah,
especially the cow level was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I've always taken away from anything Blizzard is that their cinematics are some of the most beautiful and well done cinematics in gaming history.
For sure.
So I'm hoping that the movie is more like that and less like the game itself. Because the game itself was, like, look at Warcraft, World of Warcraft, I mean. You have beautiful cinematics and openings that show your characters doing all this different stuff, and then you get into the actual gameplay, and it's basically just click, and your character does pointy stuff or magic-y stuff, and the graphics look extremely cartoonish, and I'm gonna say ugly. So,
well, let's play budget roulette.
Let's play budget roulette.
Yeah.
So,
how much do you think this movie costs? What is the budget of this movie? Now, mind you, okay, for people who don't know, budget is how much it costs to make the movie and promote the movie.
Oh, and promote.
It's the whole thing. That's the budget of the movie. They have to make this back to be successful and hope for a sequel.
I'm going to aim high here.
Okay.
$500 million.
Nope.
Am I high or low?
You are high.
Okay. That's good. $400 million?
Nope.
I'm high again.
Yep.
Jeez.
You're going to be shocked when you hear this number.
If it's around $100 million... I am going to be shocked.
It's $100 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, did they just hire a bunch of interns?
I think Blizzard must have just said, let's do this.
Hey, guys, you're already really good at your cinematics, so we're just going to make one long cinematic.
Yeah, like, the Warcraft's like, yeah, do your thing. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the production companies are Legendary Pictures, who has a track record
that any movie that I can think of that they've had their hand in has not failed.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean,
I'm saying there probably has, but everyone that I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blizzard Entertainment and Atlas Entertainment, and it's being distributed by Universal.
Wow, so that's actually a lot of hands in the cookie jar there.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised it's only that much money.
Right? But so I hope it'll be good. I really do.
I do too. So I'll give you just a handful of the last few movies, Legendary, produced and released with their partnership with, looking at this, Universal, Paramount, and Warner Brothers. So Krampus, Crimson Peak, Steve Jobs, Straight Outta Compton, Jurassic World, Black Hat, Unbroken, Seventh Son, Interstellar, Dracula Untold, As Above, So Below, Godzilla, 300 Rise of the Empire, Pacific Rim, Man of Steel, Hangover 3, 42, Jack the Giant Slayer, The Dark Knight Rises, Wrath of the Titans, Hangover Part 2, Sucker Punch, Due Date, The Town, Inception, Jonah Hex, Clash of Titans, Ninja Assassin. I could go on.
So the only movie that you listed there was Jonah Hex that was actually not a good movie.
Yeah.
Because either you had like Academy Award winning films or you had movies that obviously weren't going to win Academy Awards, but they're good action or comedy films.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, they have done tremendous. So that helps a lot too. That's what is like always exciting about it. But like it look this new if you haven't watched the new trailer, everybody, you should watch it. Trailer number 2 just came out like yesterday or the day before. I'm surprised it took me this long to watch it, but I've been busy with other stuff, playing the Division. you can't watch trailers and be on the indie on the video game at the same time.
Well, you can. It's just that
yeah, it's so much.
You're gonna miss something.
Yep, and most likely it's gonna be the trailer.
Yep.
So that looks pretty dope. I'm excited about that one. Next up, we have Central Intelligence. This could possibly be the very first good Kevin Hart movie.
Remind me again of what this one was.
This is The Rock and Kevin Hart, where The Rock is a Central Intelligence, a CIA agent.
Right.
And he basically enlists Kevin Hart's character, who is a accountant, I do believe, to help him in a big sting that's going to bring down this big... I think it has to do with corruption inside the CIA. And okay. So it's them against, you know, CIA. And like they're out to get him. But it's like a comedy action movie. Like in the lines of like Lethal Weapon type thing, you know? Where it's like that... It's more action with comedy. But it's the one where you see the trailer and like starts off with Fat Rock as a young kid.
Which was funny.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the whole Ryan Reynolds thing where he's singing.
Yep, exactly.
It's fucking hilarious.
Because, you know, fat people are always singing.
Yeah, they are.
So this could be possibly the first Kevin Hart movie that I enjoy.
Will you go see it in theaters?
Yes.
It's a slow weekend probably that week. So
it's June 17th. It's nothing. I mean, there's nothing big. I mean, I've already seen, at that point, I've already seen Turtles at least 3 times, as long as it's as good as I hope it is. I've seen Warcraft the week before, so easily... I don't think there's anything else like that. I mean, the only other thing I think will be Finding Dory is that same weekend. But we're looking at, those are two drastics. One could be is a rated R comedy. The other one's a Disney animated movie. So,
yeah,
you know, those crowds aren't going to run into each other.
No.
And I can easily see either one of those. I would think that weekend I would go see Central Intelligence over Finding Dory. Because I don't want to be in theater with that many kids.
Oh, no.
Because kids are the worst.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I don't know. I'll go see it just because it's there and there's nothing else, and we'll go to the movies. If anything comes up, I won't see it, and I'm not going to miss it because I didn't see it, but I'll go see it.
Yeah. Next up, Finding Dory, June 17th as well. First one was great.
Yeah.
It was very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks to be just as sad, if not more so. But watching the trailer makes me think, you know what? They're actually doing something a little different with it, you know?
Which would be what?
They have this all-new weird cast of characters. It kind of like follows... It doesn't really follow the same thing. It's basically finding where Dory's from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like has these like new interactions with like other creatures in the world. It looked pretty funny. So I thought it was pretty hilarious. But it's basically... her family is in a... Marine Life Institute. So she's going there to help, like, to find her family and, like, I guess get them out, I guess it could be. I don't know, but it looks pretty funny.
I hope it's good. With many Disney movies, I hope they're good. They just, and correct me if I'm wrong, usually when they do sequels, they just don't hit the mark very well. Like, they usually...
Pixar does a pretty good job.
Nail the first one. Second one can kind of be shaky.
No, that's not true.
But it depends. So this is a... It's a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
Okay, usually Pixar does really well.
Yeah, because like Pixar, you have like Toy Story 1 and 2.
It's the Disney ones that
Disney's where, yeah, because usually Disney, for the most part, their animated sequels used to be always direct to DVD.
Always.
And you don't really see too many of them getting sequels in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always like that. It doesn't have the same voice cast. It doesn't have the same money put behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, Pixar for a long time never did sequels.
Okay.
And then Cars 2, I think, was the first one, and it fucking blew up.
I thought Cars 2 wasn't very good.
Cars 3 wasn't very good.
Cars 3 wasn't good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cars 2 was actually pretty hilarious.
Because I don't remember seeing Cars 2 at all.
Yeah. No. Cars 2 was good. It didn't do as well. I'm sorry. Toy Story 1 and 2, obviously gangbusters. 3 destroyed
there.
And now they're working on 4. Yeah. Sorry. Cars 2 Cars wasn't 2 did. As good.
Yeah.
It was funny. That's but what a different I thought. Type of funny. Yes.
Okay. But we'll see.
Monsters University was actually really good.
Which I was completely
surprised by. I was like,
because it's a totally different movie than
Monsters, yeah. They made Inc. a prequel, and but it was fantastic because they basically just remade Animal House for kids.
Yeah,
but with still dirty jokes, it's hilarious.
But yeah, I don't think I'll see Finding Dorian.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be. I don't know. Maybe not.
It'll be one of those things I see with my niece and nephew. Yeah.
June 24th brings a movie I'm completely not interested in. And that is Free States of Jones.
The fuck
Free
is State that?
Of Jones. That is a Civil War movie with Matthew McConaughey, where he gives up on being a Confederate soldier and decides to defend this Jones County place and with free slaves. It looks like garbage.
It sounds like garbage. Well, I mean, it could look like garbage. I actually haven't seen any pictures or trailers from it. Matthew McConaughey himself, though, has been doing really well
with
his last couple of roles. So it sounds like something that just won't be up our alley.
Imagine the Patriot?
Yeah.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
All right, imagine that.
Okay.
But Civil War.
So
it's basically what it is. Like, he builds a ragtag guerrilla force of free slaves and people who don't want to, like, and farmers' wives.
Okay, so The Patriot wasn't a bad movie.
No, I like The Patriot a lot.
It just wasn't something that we would see and be excited about in normal sense. Yeah, so this movie is going to be the same thing. It's not necessarily going to be a bad movie. It's just not going to be a movie that I'm so excited to go see in theaters at all. Okay.
I completely agree with you on that one. June 24th, so same day, which it sucks for Free States of Jones, actually. Because this is a perfect popcorn summer movie. Independence Day Resurgence.
I really want to see this movie.
I do too. Like, I'm excited about this movie. I didn't think it was going to be until I saw that first trailer.
Oh, when they announced it, I was like, I'm in.
I was like, you know, yeah. And then I saw it and I was like, all right. Because I was first when I saw like the props, like they were doing like the plane, I was like, that thing looks like garbage.
And then you see it in action.
And I see it in action, I'm like, oh, there you go. That's what happens when you make self-emotions. It looks fucking dope.
Because it's literally like, They had an F-16 and an alien ship, and they fucked.
And they got a fucking warship, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. This picture is right out of the trailer. It looks pretty dope. They got laser guns, and these new weird alien fighters are coming at them.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks fucking... All I know is Earth gets destroyed drastically in this fucking movie.
There's a giant scar going across Earth by the end of this movie.
For sure.
Or the beginning, because we don't really know when it happens. But
also true.
When that ship is entering the atmosphere, and you're like, huh, it's covering up basically the northern hemisphere, like, you know, like one whole side of the Earth. Earth is fucked.
Which is on fire, and it's digging into the ground, because you can see, like, ground coming up with it. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know, we're moving to the moon, I guess, because this planet is fucked in a minute.
Yep.
Like, you blow the thing up, you're doing some damage.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that one, too.
Yep.
This one I'm not excited about at all. Blake Lively is going to do a suspense thriller called The Shallows, which is it comes out the same day. It looks like fucking garbage. She's not a very good actress.
Nothing I would want to see.
So basically, this is the whole premise. Blake Lively is a one-woman show as a surfer named Nancy who gets stranded on an ocean rock 200 yards from shore being circled by deadly sharks. First off, the word sharks does not need to be, like, preceded by the word deadly.
Right.
That's like saying, hey, that deadly killer whale. A, killer's in its name.
Right.
And whale's right after it.
Yeah.
Even if the whale doesn't want to eat you, if it hits you, you're dead.
Yeah. Because that's a huge beast.
Yes. So saying deadly sharks versus friendly sharks.
Redundant.
Yeah, super dumb. Anyway, so yeah, I don't want to see this movie because it looks fucking garbage.
Why are the sharks circling this island?
She was a surfer, so somehow she gets injured, I'm guessing. Like, she gets nibbled on by a shark or hits something, so blood goes in the water. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I remember watching the trailer. I don't know why. I do know why. She's extremely attractive. She's not a very good actress, but she's extremely attractive. No, I used to say it. I have never seen her in anything that I was like, oh, that was a good movie.
Well, there's no. I've never said to myself, oh, Blake Lively, let's go see it.
Exactly. So I'm guessing she gets injured somehow. Blood goes in the water. Feeding frenzy happens. She apparently is on this rock. I don't know. Maybe she eats this pigeon that's in front of her. I don't know.
It sounds absolutely garbage. I mean, just from that alone, I can suspend my disbelief in a lot of movies, but the pure fact that these sharks are for some reason hanging around because they smell blood in the water is the most garbage thing in the world. Because as soon as the shark can't get food, it's going to go try and find food somewhere else. So the fact that it's circling this island, or a bunch of them are circling this island, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure sharks don't hunt in groups.
No, I mean, feeding frenzy would bring them if they're close enough to sense it, because they can sense blood like
from
miles away.
A distance, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's like you'd have to maybe fend off maybe one or two. And they would probably like be aggressive towards each other. And the bigger one would stay and then be like, nah. I'm not getting any food.
I'm not getting any food here, so I'm out. I'm going to go over here.
And eat something over here.
Yeah.
Because all I do is eat, shit, and sleep.
Yep.
So, and they never stop moving.
So, this movie's garbage.
Yeah. July 1st, The BFG, which I am told is Big Friendly Giants.
Oh, because I thought it was going to be about that
big fucking gun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
although that would
not be
kind of weird. It's a biography about the big fucking gun.
See, the BFG was made, yeah. So this is from Steven Spielberg.
Really?
Yep. Director.
Oh, okay.
Steven Spielberg.
Not Steviano. Nope. Spielbergo.
Steven Spielberg. He has this weird thing where he makes a bunch of big movies and then he makes weird like
little movies.
Family movie.
Yeah.
Like he did the Polar Express one, you know, and stuff.
That's
like that.
Right.
And he did the he's done a bunch of different ones. This one does have the trailer looks amazing. If you haven't seen this giant they make, you can look at the picture right now, Joe. He is right there. If you don't know who that is, that's Mark Rylance.
No,
the Academy Award winning now for The Big Short, Mark Rylance. They CG'd him into an old giant.
Seems like he's getting typecast as giants.
Yeah, weird, right? So that's him. It's an interesting fan movie. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters. It does look gorgeous, though. But it's like the second giant movie that comes out this year. There's a Monster Calls, which comes out later this year, too.
Hmm.
It has Liam Neeson playing a tree giant.
Oh, that's going to be scary.
Or a giant tree.
Plays a giant tree?
I don't know how to say that. It's a giant made of tree.
Yeah, that would be like Groot.
Like a giant Groot, basically.
Yeah.
Like a massive Groot. Like bigger than most buildings, Groot.
Hmm.
So tree giant? Giant tree?
Giant tree.
I don't fucking know.
He's an Ent.
He's an Ent, essentially. He's made of a bunch of like trees, anyways.
So Mike won't go and see this because there might be hobbits in there, and he just hates hobbits.
He does hate hobbits. So let's break this down. So there's three big movies that come out July 1st, okay?
Okay, I'm with you.
And they range the gamut of movies you think, like categories a lot. So you have the BFG.
Okay.
Family movie.
Yep.
Big Friendly and Giant.
Yep.
Steven Spielberg, probably going to win some kind of awards.
Probably.
If not for special effects, maybe editing or sound or something, right? Then you have The Legend of Tarzan.
Oh.
Okay. So this stars Alexander Skarsgård, who was famous for playing Eric from True Blood, has the new Margot Robbie, who's the new Harley Quinn, or the Harley Quinn, I guess, if you really look at it.
Yep.
Samuel Jackson's in it. Christopher Waltz is in it. A bunch of people is in this movie. I want to see it just because I like Tarzan movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then, same day, you have The Purge election year. See, this is my quandary. I will not be seeing BFG in theaters, most likely.
Because
I don't have kids and I don't like kids. My toss-up is, which one of these two movies do I see? You have a pretty hard R-rated action movie where people are going to get murdered to death.
Let me ask you.
Okay.
Is Crossbones?
Yes.
See, then you go see The Purge.
Frank Grillo. Boom, right there, kid. In it.
Then the answer is...
First name.
The answer is The Purge.
Right? Because, man who could have been Punisher?
Yeah. Oh, man that should have been Punisher. Nothing against...
John Bernthal.
John. I was going to call him Jeremy again. I want to call him Jeremy for some
Jeremy
reason.
Jeremy Bernthal it is.
Like, I can get the last name, Bernthal. I'm yep. like, no problem.
Nope. The First J names name. Are fucking you up.
Yep. Too many of them. Should be me and, I don't know, another...
Apparently Jeremy.
One other guy. Jeremy. We'll call him Jeremy. We'll call him all Jeremy. Yep. Any
it's not Joe's Jeremy.
Exactly.
John, nope, Jeremy. James, Jeremy. Nope, Jeremy.
Nope. But then again, that would go right along with the people that have, what is it, John names or whatever? Yeah. The fucking...
Their actual names, like Richard. Nothing else. Yeah, Richard or Dick.
Dick.
John is actually Jack. Or Jack is actually John.
Jack is John. Yeah. John is Jack. And makes no fucking Richard sense. Is a dick. We all know that.
John is a toilet.
So in that, the reason why I go with The Purge is because of him. Literally just because of him.
Yeah,
because
he was fantastic in the second one.
The second one was absolutely fantastic. I'll admit that I've never saw the first one, but I never had a draw to see the first one. We went and saw the second one because there was nothing else going on.
No, it was a preview screening.
Oh, that's right. It was a preview screening, so we got to see
it
for free.
We got those tickets from work. And
that's right.
It was for that movie.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And it was
absolutely
fantastic.
We saw it again in theaters, too.
Yeah, we actually went to pay for it the second time. It was absolutely fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And it was all because of him, because of his story arc. It reminded me of The Punisher. It was everything that I wanted in a Punisher movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it's what they made. They're like, you know what, guys, we can do? We can totally make a Punisher movie. Listen to me. Don't scoff at these guys. Listen. We have The Purge, right? We did well with it, but it cost us $37 to make. We made $58.
Right.
Cool. Let's get a little more budget. Be like, hey guys, let's go to the studio and be like, yo, we have this idea. We need a little more money. We need the kind of money where we can put a Gatling gun in the back of a semi truck.
Okay.
All right. Good. You're on moving?
Yep.
Then what we'll do is we're actually going to make a Punisher movie. We're not calling the Punisher.
Nope.
Just make him aesthetically and almost exactly the backstory
of Frank Castle.
Of Frank Castle.
The Punisher.
We may want to call him Kent Fort.
Yep.
It's not his name in the movie, but it should have been because it's hilarious. I just thought of it right now.
Yeah.
His kid gets murdered. He goes on a rampage because he has the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in guns, has an armored vehicle, has a soft spot for helping people in need. Boom, Punisher.
Done. Print.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm down for the third one for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see Tarzan, but like... Knowing The Purge is the same day, I'm like, well,
so you
want
to see Tarzan. It was not a movie that I was looking forward to. It's another one of those that if it was on a weekend when there was nothing else and we could go see it, sure. I will go see it. I was never like, oh my God, Tarzan? Absolutely. Like The Jungle Book. I want to see The Jungle Book. It looks like an amazing movie. I really enjoyed the cartoon from, you know, way back when. But Tarzan was never a character that I really cared much for. And so when they announced the live action movie or this live action
this
movie.
One. Yeah, not the Brandon Fraser ones.
Yeah. I was like, okay, it's coming out. Cool. Whatever. But the Purge with him in it.
Frank Grillo.
Yes. That's it.
For sure.
Yep.
All right. Moving on to July 8th. This one I want to see, but I don't know
why.
No, I know why. Because it's got animals in it. It makes me laugh because it's animated. But it's Secret Life of Pets.
Ah.
It's made by the people who made Despicable Me and the Minions movie. Mostly the Minions movie, apparently, according to what I've read. But it has a huge voice cast of a lot of people you know. The movie just looks... It's like one of those things where they give... Not anamorphic to the animals. Like anamorphic. Like they don't make them look humanoid. They just give them voices of their own.
Yes.
People can't understand them when they talk.
Yeah,
it just sounds like barking, but they talk to each other across species, like dogs and cats and rabbits and blah, blah, blah. It just looks hilarious.
Yeah, some of the commercials. The first commercial that I remember seeing from it is with the poodle.
Yeah, the death metal.
That turns on the death metal after
being fucking hilarious.
Classical and starts headbanging and screaming. It looks fucking hilarious.
The
Easter
commercial they did with Kevin Hart's fluffy bunny.
Yeah.
He laughs and he poops out the pellets and goes... Let's not talk about that. Let's act like that didn't happen. And you see the Sphinx cat, the hairless cat behind him playing with one of the pellets.
Uh-huh.
fucking lost my mind. Fucking
hilarious.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
I don't know if I want to see it in theaters. I do want to see the movie. It's going to be another one of those. If there's nothing else going on that weekend, absolutely. Let's go see that.
I guarantee you this next movie, it comes out on the same day, you're not going to see anyways.
Okay.
I will bet you any amount of money that you won't see this, and you can't lie because I know you. And it is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
Because it sounds like a sequel to...
Nope, it's not. Zac Efron and Adam Devine, who is from Workaholics,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Which I like Workaholics.
Yeah.
Are two fuck up brothers who always ruin family occasions.
Okay.
So they have to act right and find dates to go to their sister's wedding in Hawaii. And they're from a rich family.
Okay.
So these two girls go to pose as good girls, played by Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza. And Rapaza is from Parks and Recs, but she's also the Scott Pilgrim's sister.
Okay.
Anna Kendrick has been in a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
She's fantastic in Mr. Right, by the way. So if you guys haven't seen that yet. So it's them, and they end up being just as bad, but no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
So they pose as nice girls, but then they're just horrible human beings in general. It looks awful.
I can already tell you. So they get hooked up at some point in the movie. They end up finding out they like each other.
Well, so they pose as their dates.
Yeah.
And then they go and they find out what the real side is. And, like, yeah, it looks like hot garbage.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to see that.
That's like a directed DVD movie. Oh. Almost VHS.
Huh.
We can skip this July 15th one because I'm not seeing this piece of garbage, which is Ghostbusters.
I want to see it.
I don't.
I want to see it. I probably will see it in theaters. Actually, I probably won't if nobody else will go.
I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll go see it by myself.
You weirdo.
Anyway, I do want to see it. I really want to hold out hope that it is an actual good movie because it is Ghostbusters. I want to be able to say that I at least gave it a shot, gave it a chance. And I would like to
say that too, but I'm not going to.
And I would like to judge it on its own merits beyond some of the really absolutely god-awful trailers that they've shown. Like
all of them?
Cutting or editing for trailers, everything, and just the shit that they show is absolutely awful. So I'm just hoping that every once in a while you get a trailer that has content in it that ends up not being in the actual movie for the reason that they showed it to test audiences and they were like, well, that's awful. You know, so
boo! You should kill yourselves.
Whoa, let's not go as far as that guy. Just stop making movies.
You're bad people.
Okay, that's good. So I want to give it a shot. It's Ghostbusters. I want to absolutely love it. I will accept this. Wait, what did they finally say this one was? Was it it was a sequel, a prequel,
alternate universe.
So I will accept the rules of this universe. I have no problems with it being all female. I just don't want it to be a shitty slapstick comedy that we've seen from Feige or whatever his name is in the past. So we'll see. I do want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are going to have to really like pay for my ticket for me to go to that because I'm not going to pay my own money.
I'll pay for it.
All right, there we go.
Yeah,
you have me because I'm not spending my money. I'll laugh at you, be like, this movie is awful. You paid twice as much for it than I paid.
And I will say, I don't care.
You did. You're gonna be like, nah, fuck me in the butt. I'm like, nope, it wasn't the deal. This movie was awful. Felt like I got fucked in the butt by a movie with girls. That's actually a movie, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's a triple X movie.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of triple X.
Nope, skip.
It's not on the list.
Okay.
Not so far, at least. Next day up is like the 19th one of these. It's Ice Age.
No.
Who fucking cares? I don't even know what this is. I've never heard of this, I don't think, which is shocking for me to say out loud.
Okay.
But apparently it's produced by James Wan, who they skip over the fact that he's one of the creators of Saw. And they say he's because he made Insidious and The Conjuring. Director David F. Sandberg adapts his own award-winning 2013 short film of the same name. Plays, Teresa Palmer from Warm Bodies, because that's a movie you want to quote, mm-hmm. plays a girl whose family is haunted and hunted by a creature who only exists when the lights are out.
What's the name of this movie?
It's called Lights Out.
Lights Out.
It's also known as The Tooth Fairy, because that movie was the exact same fucking plot.
Oh, okay. I want to say I heard about this movie. But from that description right there, it sounds just like any generic other horror movie. Give me a horror movie that takes place during the day and with lights on.
That's like terrifying.
And actually scare me, because then it could come at any time. But anytime you turn the lights off, it's like,
wait for it.
Here it comes. Oh, there's the thing that ran past the thing and is supposed to be scary. Yeah, no. I won't go see it. Like, again, I'll probably see it during Halloween, like I do with any of that stuff. But,
and again, another movie that's poorly chose a weekend to be out. So you have a family movie that the kids are going to go see Ice Age with their parents.
Yep.
That is. You have Lights Out.
Okay.
And then you have Star Trek Beyond. Same day as those movies. Why the fuck would you do that to yourself?
Well, they're hoping
the
that
kids
Star
movie,
Trek...
I get it. You're not going to bring kids to see Star Trek. It's not a thing. It's not Star Wars.
You're not going to take kids to go see Lights Out either.
No.
Star
Trek Beyond.
I really want to see this movie, especially since the last one. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked the first two a lot.
But it has me worried with who they got to direct it and write it.
Not so much writing.
Was it the same guys that wrote it?
No. So the writing was this time was Simon Pegg.
Right. Okay. Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
But the studio director wanted something more like Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's where it starts to worry me, because Star Trek is not Guardians of the Galaxy. So please stop doing
nothing
that, guys.
Else is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Guardians is barely Guardians, but that was made to be that way.
Exactly.
Like, it was the longest of shots. Mm-hmm. First off, you're taking a long shot making Guardians in general.
Yes.
Because two of your main characters are completely CG. One's a talking raccoon that shoots large guns. And the other one is a tree that talks but doesn't talk.
Just says his name.
Yeah, it's like a Chewie.
I am and his name, yeah.
Yep. So, there's not... I mean, that's right there. Marvel slash Disney, like, literally took the biggest gamble ever. Mm-hmm. And they gave it to someone who... I'm not going to say isn't an untested director. He's made pretty good movies. I mean, he's made Slither, was fantastic. I never saw Super because I hate Ryan Johnson was his name. The guy from The Office played Dwight.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't like that guy. And I don't like Ellen Page.
Really?
Yeah, I've never enjoyed her.
Really?
I liked Inception, not because of her.
I mean, I've never thought that she's put in a bad role. I liked Juno. I wouldn't say that I liked it because of her, but I don't think she's ever.
Yeah, I've never enjoyed anything with her in it.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just saying she's not.
The Last of Us. You enjoyed The Last of Us.
She wasn't in that.
Wasn't it her? No, that was. Oh no, they just
Two Souls.
It was Two Souls that was her, but they copied her image.
Yes.
For it, yeah, that's what it was.
I think they planned on getting her, and then it's like, I'm not gonna do a video game. Then they mentioned it again.
Two Souls would actually didn't do as well as...
Last of Us. Who's getting a sequel, and they're trying to make it a movie, so boom in your face, Ellen Page. Anyways, that's conjecture. I don't know if she actually was up for the part or not. But this movie has me worried because of that. The first trailer, which we, by the way, we still haven't seen in the second trailer, and I think it's because the reaction to the first trailer was so fucking bad that they're like, shit. Simon Pegg came out and said, hey, guys, I don't know what happened to this trailer, but that's not the movie that I wrote and made.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, give us some time. And he must have, like, just called up some people and said, what the fuck are you doing?
I really hope then that he would have his hands in the editing room, because no matter how good
of a re-editing room,
no matter how good he wrote the movie, you're not going to be able to tell how good it is when it's acted out, for one, because you shoot scenes in different order. That's what I was looking for. And then at the very end, everything comes down to editing, because if you have to go onto Twitter and be like, hey, no, this is not what it should be, this was really badly edited, well, then hopefully your actual editing for the whole movie is pretty good, because otherwise you're going to have really shitty editing, really shitty movie because of it.
Yep. So yeah, it'd be interesting. We still don't know the full plot. We finally know Idris Elba's character, which, if you don't pay attention to the trailer, you can't actually tell it's him, because he's completely makeup'd up. He's a new character. of an unknown species that's new to the Star Trek realm, and his name is Kral.
Yeah, so it's not going to suddenly show up and be Wrath of Khan, you know, third one would technically be. Undiscovered Country?
Well, Search for Spock, I thought.
Search for Spock, yeah. It was Search for Spock because,
the death of?
Yeah.
Which they just wrapped up in the end of the last movie.
Yeah, so I'm saying we are going to see a new storyline here. Yeah. We're not going to see a rehash of something else.
Because they wanted to make this one more of an original new Star Trek movie. So not rebooting it, but they're like, yo, we remade it in our own little story. It was a brand new story for the first one, really.
Yeah, it was.
Second one's like, you know, we did a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, we're like, we're going to do something new all our own. Problem is, the studio wanted to make Guardians of the Galaxy. Problem is, Guardians of the Galaxy was remade. And you don't have the stonework for a Guardians movie.
No.
So we'll see what happens. But it does have the bladed foot chick from Kingsman is in it. She plays that weird white and black looking alien.
Oh, they're bringing those back?
Yeah, apparently.
I remember a couple of episodes with them in it, and then they just never showed up again.
Yeah, so.
So I want to see it. I'll go see it in movies. Yeah. Is it 3D? Please tell me it's 3D. You don't know?
I don't know.
If it's 3D.
It probably is, though.
Yeah. I definitely want to see it in 3D.
For sure.
Anyway.
Next one, I don't even know what this fucking movie is. It's called Bad Mom, so I'm just going to skip it.
Yeah, skip.
Speaking of this movie, July 29th, we get our first real trailer. Teaser trailer, I'm guessing. As of recording today, Wednesday the 20th. Tomorrow, Thursday the 21st. And that is Jason Bourne.
Oh, okay.
If rumors are true, this is the first of an all-new trilogy.
Right.
I have yet to see anything confirm that Hawkeye is in this one also.
Well, I thought that this was supposed to be the combination of the
That's
two.
What I was told.
Yeah.
A, we have not seen him. We haven't seen a picture of him at all. We've seen pictures of Jason, of Matt Damon's Jason Bourne, a lot. Just ripped out of his mind. We've seen him in the teaser trailer. Not one mention of Jeremy Renner's character, which I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I actually never saw the Jeremy Renner
It actually
version.
Wasn't bad.
No, I heard it was actually really good. It's just one of those movies where circumstances never allowed me to see it in theaters, and then... We all know how good I am at watching movies at home.
Good's not the word I would use.
I could literally watch a movie that I own on TV.
Which makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Which makes absolutely no fucking sense because there's commercials and shit in the middle of it.
And you own it.
And I own it.
Just put it
and
in.
I can just Turn literally look at it and put it in. Or even the stuff that I have on digital that's like, I can hit play.
I've done the opposite. I have seen a movie on a pay channel, a movie channel, no commercials. I start watching it, and if I miss like a minute, I'm like, well, I'm just going to start Apple TV. Turn it on, watch it. I missed the opening credits. Still watch it.
I got to go back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did it the other day. History of Violence came on.
Ooh.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Movie's fantastic. One of the most disturbing fight scenes ever in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the first 2 minutes, which is nothing in that movie. I was like, fuck it. I went and grabbed the Blu-ray, put it in. I was like, let's watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really. I'm horrible at it. Plus, I stayed up past my bedtime.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was dead at work the next day.
Oh, I bet.
So, Jason Bourne, I'm excited to see what the trailer gives us, but I'm also really excited because I liked all of his Jason Bourne movies.
Yeah, there hasn't been a Bourne that I saw that I haven't liked.
Yeah, they're all really good. Plus, the book. Like, by the way, the book. If you haven't read the first book,
which
that's all
not.
I've read, it's fantastic. It is so different from the movies.
Yeah, from what you like, described, it sounds
so different. Like. So different, but it's super dope though. August 5th, Suicide Squad.
I want to see it.
I do too.
I really do.
The newest trailer is fucking amazing.
The fact that it went rated R as well. Like
No.
I thought it did.
PG-13. It's not official yet, but they're shooting for a PG-13. Warner Brothers and DC are terrified right now. With what the aftermath of Dawn of Justice has done.
Which I haven't still seen yet, but...
Dawn of Justice is making this movie, could be turning this movie into complete garbage. Now the director, David Ayer, has come out and said the expensive reshoots they're doing right now are not to change the movie, they're to enhance the movie. Because he says the studio is so happy with what they've turned in, they want him to enhance the movie. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking throw in do-backs and soldiers with walkie-talkies.
Wow.
He's going back to do the things that he wanted to do that he couldn't do.
So in this case, they're going to allow a director more creative freedom over something that he might enjoy.
This isn't Fox, so they're not stripping him of all his power after they're not happy with it.
Right.
They are so happy with it. Like, hey, here's a shit ton more money, a shit more time. Go out and do what you wanted to do. Like, we know you want to do some stuff. We said no. Let's go do it.
I think that this movie has a couple of actors in it that have really taken on the role of their characters, and it's mostly going to be Jared Leto and what's her name for Harley Quinn?
Margot Robbie
really embrace their characters, and that's going to be the most fantastic points of this movie, and that's what I really want to see.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think the rest of the movie's necessarily going to be great. Storyline, probably decent. The rest of the actors, couldn't really care less. But it's those two characters that are really drawing me into it. And I would love to see them carry over. If they do well, from every trailer that we've seen, they will. I want to see them carry over into future Batman films.
Of course, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm saying... the underdog scene stealer is going to be Jay Courtney's Captain Boomerang or Boomerang.
You think so?
I think he's going to be the scene stealer. So I don't know. He's probably going to be in a lot, but the scenes he's going to be in, he's going to gobble up.
Hmm.
He's going to Jack Nicholson the fuck out of those scenes. He's like, gah, 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 gah. Like, jeez. The newest trailer, Katana pulls him up, slams him against the wall with a sword to his neck. He looks at her, goes, "You got a boyfriend?" Like, that's great. That's
pretty funny.
In the first full-length trailer we got, you see him trying to beg to the lady, like, "Hey, baby, let me out this," and then, like, screams to the camera, like, that's fantastic. But then the one that got me is they cut him out of the postage bag, and he socks a woman. Like, he just punches, or not, no, not a woman, he just punches his, he starts going to town, and then later on, midst of, like, the song boom, it cuts to him, opens that beer, and just starts drinking it. I mean, god damn it, that's fucking fantastic.
That is pretty funny, but yeah. I hope within the movie it makes sense, and it's funny within the movie, and there's more scenes that I hope that, you know, it's not one of those things where they displayed all the funny parts in the trailers
him. Yeah, for sure.
But it's just the Joker and Harley Quinn, a combination that you've never seen before in any movie.
Yep.
I want to see that.
For sure. So yeah, that's a go. Not too sure what I feel about this. It is Ben-Hur.
Yeah, it's the remake of Ben-Hur.
Yep. So it is a week later from Suicide Squad, which is, I think, safe to do, because Suicide Squad is an unproven movie. But I don't. We've yet to see anything from it other than pictures.
Yes.
No teaser trailer. No trailer. I don't know. It seems weird to me.
Have you seen? You've seen the original Ben-Hur?
Oh yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I own it somewhere.
Oh, you actually own it?
Yeah, I own the Criterion.
Have you ever wanted to rewatch it?
Wanted to rewatch it?
Exactly. Wanted to rewatch it.
No. I never said, you know what? That's like Lawrence of Arabia. Arabia.
Because the strip club inside of,
Scout's Guide.
Scout's Guide, that's what it was. I almost said
that's like one of those movies, like, you watch it once, like, this is a really good movie. And then the reason I own Ben-Hur on Criterion is it came out, and I was like, oh, I liked that movie, and then I rewatched it. I was like, it was a good movie, but god damn it, A, it's fucking long as balls.
Yep.
But also, it's like, it didn't really do much for me the second time.
Mm-hmm.
I was not of the age, obviously. I'm not that fucking old. I've seen it in theaters. But I was like, oh, man. Like, I can imagine watching that. Back then, I guess, really, you weren't oversaturated with stuff. That was, like, the big thing.
Yeah,
like,
that was the thing you saw. It had, I can't remember what's Charlton his name. Heston. Yeah, Heston in it, and he was a big actor at the time. But that's my point. It's like, and that's how I feel about this movie. It could be. It's probably going to be pretty good. You know, if they do a really good job of remaking Ben-Hur, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm going to actively want to go watch, even if it's on TV. Maybe catch a couple of scenes of it, but I will recognize it as a really good movie. You know.
Yeah.
You know, like just like I recognize Ben-Hur as a really, really good movie, the original one. I'm not going to sit there and watch it. I have no desire to rent it, to buy it, to borrow it from you, who apparently owns it. So, No.
Good luck finding it.
So as far as this goes in going to go see it, it really will fall into one of those. If we go see it, we go see it. If we don't, it's not going to be any major loss to me.
And on that same note, that week, August 12th, is another one of those weekends that has three different movies that hit three different
age groups.
So we have Ben-Hur.
Okay.
That's going to pull in a lot of old people.
Yes, it will.
It's going to bring in couples who like movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a movie. Like it's been known as a classic.
Yep.
That's what it is. Then you have the fart and joke, the fart and shit joke crowd, because you have Sausage Party.
I don't.
That's the animated one about the food.
Nope.
You've seen this trailer.
Have I?
We watched it here.
Did we?
Yeah, it's where they're like, there's the hot dog and the buns, and the bun looks like it has a vagina mouth, with Seth Rogen and all his friends.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember. Yeah, it
looks ridiculous. It's a rated R animated movie about food being eaten.
Okay. Anyway, next.
And then the third one is Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, none of those I'm really excited about.
I'm excited about Sausage Party because it looks fucking hilarious. Yeah. Pete's Dragon, they finally showed us a picture of Dragon, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He looks like a dog.
Yeah.
It was weird to me. Looks nothing like the dragon.
No. But I don't really care. It's, again, another one of those movies where I liked Pete's Dragon, the original one, live action with the cartoon dragon in it. But they want to remake it. Cool, you want to remake it, but I have no desire to see it. I have no desire to watch it again. It was just a thing.
True.
That's it. And none of those movies I really care to actually want to go watch. If somebody else does, again, yeah, sure, I'll go. I have nothing better to do. But beyond that, it's not anything that I really care for.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Up next, August 19th, War Dogs. This one, I don't know what to think about this movie. Let me break this down for you. So, it's based on a real life thing about arms dealers. It's directed by Todd Phillips, who directed the Hangover movies.
Yeah, just right there is not a good match.
It stars Miles Teller and Jonah Hill.
It's not a comedy either.
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like Miles Teller. I really did like him in Fantastic Four. I never saw any of that Divergent stuff that he did. I'm sure he was fantastic in it. I don't see anything wrong with him as an actor, but if you're taking a director who's mostly known for the raunchy comedy and he's trying to make a serious film, this is going to be his movie where either he makes it or breaks it. If he does good, then he can do it. If not,
don't watch the trailer.
Then don't watch the trailer. So it doesn't look like he does very good at all.
No.
And Jonah Hill, look, Jonah Hill seems like he would be really good in some of the roles that he's done in the past for more serious movies, such as Moneyball, and I'm trying to think of any other serious movies. Oh, Wolf of Wall Street,
yep.
And he does great in comedies as well. But
Superbad,
yeah, Superbad, but. For himself and being in a more dramatic role, I don't think he's not a draw, is what I'm saying. Neither of those guys were draws for me, and neither is the director, so no.
And we fall into another one of those weekends where
it has more movies that are coming out.
Yep, and they all fall into different categories. So we have this, most likely, I do believe, I'm not going to look it up, is a rated R action comedy, most likely. You have Kubo, the Two Swords, which is made by the people who made Box Trolls and Coraline and Paranorman, so the stop motion guys.
Huh.
Okay. It is about Samurai Girl or something. I don't know. It looks fucking dope. It's got a monkey in it. And
everything that they've done is absolutely dope. I never saw Box Trolls, or I'm trying to think of it. I never saw any of their movies, but it's not
did
necessarily.
Did you see Paranorman?
No, I never saw Paranorman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is that it's not because they didn't look like good movies. It's just, again, one of those things that just doesn't happen. I do want to read Coraline because I did not realize that was a Neil Gaiman book. And
it's fucked up, too.
Well, yeah, because Neil Gaiman is fucked up, man. Yep. Dude, one of the scenes that he has in American Gods is literally a chick eating a dude with her vagina.
Nice.
And I don't mean like, you know, chomp, chomp, chomp. I literally mean like...
eating.
Gulp.
Like full...
Not teeth. Just
Freddy
like,
Krueger
just
from...
full
from,
on, just full on like Nightmare Mr. S- like Mr. Slave and
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton where she nice. Just... and it's like, what the fuck, Neil Gaiman? Oh, and by the way, that was a chapter and has not gone back to it since.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? So I could only imagine that Coraline at that point would be pretty fucked up as well.
It's pretty messed up.
Not the movie so much, but the book itself.
The movie's pretty messed up. The book is weirdly too.
But I would want to see it because it is them, because I know that even though I haven't seen those movies, it should be a good movie. But what's the third movie?
Third one is the one that falls away from everything I can imagine being a category. It's the last movie of this mention. It is The Space Between Us. Now, Joe's not seen the trailer for this.
Nope.
Trailer literally just came out, I think.
Okay.
So, I'll list who's in it.
Okay.
So, Asa Butterfield.
Don't know.
He played, what was the movie with Harrison Ford and the kid? They tricked him into killing the alien race.
Oh, Ender's Game.
Ender's Game.
So, it's
he played
Ender. Okay.
So, Ender. Britt Robertson, you don't know who that is. Doesn't
nope.
matter. Gary Oldman.
Oh, I love Gary Oldman.
And Carla Gugino, who's been in a lot of things. She played the original Silk Spectre in Watchmen.
Okay.
She was opposite The Rock in San Andreas,
yeah.
a bunch of other things. This is the description of the movie.
Okay.
Now hold on to your butts.
Holding.
This heartwarming story of a boy living on Mars who falls in love with a girl on Earth and his journey back home to see her.
I'm not going to lie. You had me at Gary Oldman.
And then I mentioned Mars.
And then I got an erection.
Yeah.
A space erection. From that description, I want to see it. It sounds like it's going to be more of a romantic movie, not even like a romantic comedy, not like a horror movie, not like anything else, but it sounds like it's going to be what are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you this picture from this.
Okay, I'm ready.
And now tell me if you think it's still going to be a romantic movie.
All right, show
ready?
Me. Oh, I'm going to cry, aren't I?
Yep. I think, if I remember correctly, Gary Oldman plays that robot.
Fuck you, Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Gonna pull on my heartstrings.
Yeah, he is. He's gonna pluck them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. I really want to see it, though, now.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's it for our movie spectacular.
Really?
That's it. Last movie of the summer.
There was one movie on there that I kept expecting you to say, and you never did.
What's that?
Keanu. It wasn't
technically, it's not a summer movie.
It's not a summer movie? It doesn't come out? It
comes out in April. May is the beginning of summer. April 29th is the last weekend before.
Well, let's include it anyway. I want to see Keanu.
I do, too. Have you seen the TV spots for it?
I've seen part of the new one. I need to go watch it,
the internet
whole entire thing.
Is used for two things. Not just watching Key and Peele, but cute cat videos. Key and Peele have brought them together. And it's so fucking... Oh. The movie's going to be ridiculous and amazing.
I love Key and Peele so much.
Yep.
And the Keanu just looks absolutely hilarious. You know what's funny is seeing... the short one. Jordan...
Peele.
Yeah. God damn it. I really knew which one was which, and now I don't remember all of a sudden. No, there's a commercial that had come out with him and this girl, and they're standing on a beach with a horse. And I can't remember what the commercial's for, but I just remember watching it and going, that's Key and or Peele.
Yep.
What's he doing in the commercial?
He's in that Life in Pieces show I keep telling you about.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it yet, yeah.
He's fucking amazing in the movie. He has a dog named Princess. It's a boy.
Anything that they're in, I love. Even Tomorrowland.
Oh, they're in
Tomorrowland. Like, I didn't really care for the movie, but the scene with Key and or Peele.
Keegan, Mike, and Keele.
Keegan, yes. Mike, and Key. Or Jordan Peele. Yeah, Jordan Peele. Okay, Jordan Peele is the shorter one. Keegan, Michael,
Key
is
the
taller one. Yes.
The black U.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They are in Archer this season.
Wow. As if there's not a reason enough for me to go and watch Archer because they do the whole Magnum PI spoof. Yep. Now they're in it. Mm-hmm. Are they like just playing voices or are they literally in it?
So the last episode, no, not this week's episode, the episode from before, Lana gets arrested for stalking the dean of a daycare or a preschool because they're trying to get their daughter in there. And the arresting police officer is Keegan Michael Keel. It's literally him.
That's what I want to see is them.
Yeah, oh, Patton Oswalt's in it too. He plays a Jew lawyer.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious too.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing. It's so good. And it's a continuing story. Like this season is like just like last season and the season before, it's one big story played out in different chunks. Uh-huh. Unlike previous seasons of Archer where it's like every episode's like a different thing.
Yeah. Because it's actually very serialized at first.
This is a very like overarching big story. It's pretty funny. So
cool.
That's it, kids, for this week. Comes Naturally. We are. I'm Cody.
Oh.
That's Joe.
I'm Joe.
We're messed up because there's only two of us.
It's really weird. I'm sitting on the other side of the table. I don't really like it.
Cats and dogs living together. Yeah. So, like normal, holy shit. Mike is going to be pissed. You did not tell me that.
No, that's why I didn't tell you because I kept looking at it. I mean, like, I would have let it go on. Well, for another like 5 minutes, but we have to leave because we're going to go see probably Jack Reacher 2 in a little bit.
Yep. That's fucking amazing. Oh, but, it's an hour and a half long. Long.
I was going to see if we could do 2 hours long. Really piss Mike off.
That's fucking amazing. All right. Well, that's it for this week. As normal, you guys just came naturally.
Bye.